Jim Jordan, sore loser Kasich plea for Republicans to vote Biden too late. By Jeff Poor on August 18, 2020. Tuesday on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., took a jab at his fellow Ohioan, former Governor John Kasich, R.O. Kasich spoke at the Democratic National Convention a night earlier and encouraged viewers to vote for presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Kasich argued Biden would not make a hard left turn if elected to the presidency. However, Jordan said it was too late because Biden already had made the shift. Partial transcript as follows. Kilmeade, Jim, it's pretty obvious they don't like each other but. And it was a brutal primary 4 years ago. Jordan, yes. Kilmeade, 5 years ago, but are you surprised that the Republican governor would go this far? Jordan, no. I mean, look. John Kasich has been a sore loser ever since he lost in 16. I remember there was a point in that race where he was in fourth in a three-way race, so I don't think he's ever got over the fact. In fact, he didn't even show up at the convention. Steve Ducey, Fox News host, yes. Jordan, in our state. Amesley Earhart, Fox News host, yes. Jordan, in Cleveland, Ohio, and instead. Did some party across the street at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think. Wouldn't even go to the convention. So he's been a sore loser ever since he lost. He is right about one thing, we are at a crossroads. But the solution is not to try to work with these Democrats. The same Democrats who, this week, said we need more unrest in the streets. The same Democrats who have allowed what happened in Portland, Seattle, Chicago, our major cities. The same Democrats who say it's okay to protest, riot, and loot but, oh, by the way, you can't go to church, you can't go to work, you can't go to school, you can't have college football. So I don't think that's the direction we want to go and I think the American people understand it. Ducey, well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Jordan, one of the things that he was trying to do, John Kasich was, last night, was to appeal to Republicans and independents. Hey. Vote for Joe Biden because, and we've got a couple of sound bites here. Kasich says, essentially, he's not going to go super to the left. But we followed it with Bernie Sanders saying. Jordan, yes. Ducey, hey, you know my radical ideas? They're part of the platform. Watch this. Begin video clip. John Kasich, R., former governor of Ohio. 2016 Republican presidential candidate. I'm sure there are Republicans and independents who couldn't imagine crossing over to support a Democrat. They fear Joe may turn sharp left and leave them behind. I don't believe that because I know the measure of the man, it's reasonable, faithful, respectful. And, you know, no one pushes Joe around. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, our campaign ended several months ago but our movement continues and is getting stronger every day. Many of the ideas we fought for that just a few years ago were considered radical are now mainstream. End video clip. Ducey, okay. So, Mr. Jordan, you know, the party is doing their best to try to say look. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they are so moderate. But when they talk about how they have adopted a lot of Bernie Sanders' platform that ain't moderate. Jordan, yes. No, it's not, a question. Steve, of whether he may turn hard left, he already has. He's embraced the Green New Deal, he's embraced Medicare for all. He's embraced taking away everyone's firearms at the same time when they're defunding the police, for goodness sake. So it's not about a question of whether he might turn left, he already has. It's evidenced by the fact that the positions he's taken, the people he surrounds him with, and the people who spoke last night. So this, what a contrast between where they want to go and what the president has done. In fact, one of the people last night, one of the Republicans, so-called Republicans, Meg Whitman, said, she actually said Donald Trump doesn't know how to build an economy. Are you kidding me? Prior to the coronavirus, we had the best economy in history. Taxes cut, regulations reduced, wages up. Lowest unemployment in 50 years, market up. And we're on the rebound to get right back to that point. So I didn't get all the things they were saying last night. In fact, they just didn't make sense to me. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.